Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's readings from Scripture, we hear warnings and cautions for the wealthy. You see, those who have are admonished to change their selfish ways. In Amos, they will be the first to go into exile. In Luke, the rich man is in torment. Timothy is also warned that the love of money is the root of evil, and that pursuing wealth for its own sake can pierce you with pain. Now, there are lots of people in the world around us whose goal in life is to be rich. They want more and more and more and more. They want to be on, let's see if you remember the show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Find me a luxury home. They want to make a mark. And yet here in our readings today, the rich are warned that that goal in life might be a downfall. Because in Amos today, we hear a series of warnings and woes and alases towards those who are at ease, lying on beds of ivory, singing idle songs. Now, Amos lived in the 7th and 8th centuries BCE. It was a time of relative quiet for the kingdoms of both Judah and Israel. The Assyrians had just destroyed Damascus, which was Israel's nearest neighbor to the north. But things were kind of quiet in those two kingdoms, Judah and Israel. But it was in the midst of that quiet that God sent his prophet, and Amos showed up in town. Now, Amos was a shepherd who also tended trees that grew sycamore figs. He was blue collar all the way. And he had watched in his own kingdom of Judah, that southern kingdom, the way that the wealthy lounged about, either ignoring the poor altogether or lording it over them at every opportunity. Amos took his message from the Lord, but he didn't bring it to Jerusalem in his own kingdom. He was sent to Bethel in Israel with that same message. Now, Amos had never trained to be a priest or a prophet. He was not supposed to be a teacher or a religious kind of leader at all. What Amos had was a calling from God and a message to share, reminding the wealthy of the plight of the poor. Those who Amos is speaking to in our reading this morning, they likely thought that their wealth was proof of God's favor and blessing. Amos was teaching them that that wealth gives opportunities to love your neighbor. Amos wants these wealthy to see the plight of those who are less fortunate and to discover ways to aid in their distress. For Amos, wealth brings with it opportunities. In our gospel story from Luke today, Jesus warns the disciples, the crowds, the Pharisees, the scribes, the tax collectors, the sinners. He warns them all of the destructive nature of greed. That unnamed rich man has it all, and then some. And then Lazarus, that poor man outside his gate, has nothing. The rich man looked past Lazarus every chance. Lazarus would have loved it if the dogs who came to lick his sores would have brought with them some of the scraps from the table. The rich man had opportunities every day to help Lazarus and many others, but he took none. Like the wealthy that Amos is speaking to, this man refuses to recognize the opportunity right in front of him. Now, in Amos, those wealthy ones could be the first to go in exile. In Jesus' story, the rich man went to Hades and torment after dying. I just want to say, I don't believe that Jesus is describing us what the afterlife is really like. I think he's using the conventional tropes of his day to make a point. Because you see, for Jesus, that rich man, it is only in that torment that he even sees Lazarus. And then he only sees him as someone who has something that he, the rich man, wants. What he wants is either a dip of cold water on his tongue, or more importantly, he wants a message to go to his family so that they won't be as foolish as he. Abraham says to that man that your family has Moses and the prophets, and that should be enough. Moses and the prophets, their teaching are all about love God and love your neighbor. And that love your neighbor is what the rich man ignored for too long in his life. The rich man never saw his neighbors as opportunities to share, as opportunities to bring God's love to someone else. They were always in the way. They were an inconvenience. They were a drain on his fun. And so Jesus is telling to the disciples that there are always opportunities to share God's love, to do his will, and to bring grace and peace to the people around us. Jesus is also telling us that while we can listen to Moses and the prophets, what we need to really do is follow the one who has risen from the dead. That is, we are called to follow Jesus, our Lord. Because in the world around us, wealth can mean many different things. It always includes money, but it can include lots of other things. We can be rich in talents and skills, and we can share them. But today, Jesus is talking about money. I think I've told this story before, but I had a friend of mine took his youth group down to Mexico on a mission trip. And they were helping with infrastructure and repairing homes in what my friend said was the poorest community he had ever been to. And as he and his youth group joined the rest of the community in church that Sunday, after taking the collection, the priest came out almost giddy and made an announcement. He said, "Because of the amount in our collection today, we can help the poor." It just floored my friend, who said, "I'd never seen a community filled with more poor people, and yet they were excited that they get to help the poor." Because wealth can mean all kinds of different things. And it is all about our opportunity. Seeing that opportunity that is around us, recognizing it as an opportunity, and then seizing that opportunity to share the love of God. It can be donating clothes or goods to the thrift shop, or maybe donating some of your time to there. It can be giving to the Lutheran Disaster Response or making these quilts. We are encouraged to see opportunities around us and to bring God's love to as many people as we can. Now, this is not a requirement for God to like us. It's not that we've got to do this. Rather, it is we get to bring the love of God everywhere. In Timothy, Paul sheds the hopeful light of the gospel to Timothy. Now, Timothy's family was wealthy, and yet it was also filled with people of faith. Paul's message to Timothy encourages him to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. Our wealth, all wealth, is given so that we might share. God loves us all with all the love that we need for our day and for us to share. And our wealth is one way that we get to share that love. To be wrapped up in greed, to be always on the quest for more, leads us astray. To discover ways to share helps us to follow Jesus and share the love of God. And so we have opportunities every day. We have those opportunities to share from Amos to Luke, from Timothy to today. And so it is my prayer that God's vision for a world filled with sharing, a world filled with opportunities taken, will become our mission every day. Amen.